Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Price of oil has come off its recent highs as the Israel-Iran conflict grips the Middle East. By yesterday morning, it was up 16% since the start of the month, $75 a barrel, much of that over the weekend in response to Israel-Iran. By evening, on a report signaling Iran was ready to talk, it dropped back, but this morning it's on the up again, Brent crude trading at $73.50 a barrel. Worth noting that when we began the year, Brent was $74.28, but the drop to the low 60s, along with a weaker dollar, is one of the reasons we've been able to bring inflation under control. That sharply rising oil price is inflationary. It's certainly going to play with three major central banks making interest rate decisions this week. And needless to say, it's the last thing we need here in South Africa either, just as we're thinking about setting a fixed single-figure inflation target. An enduring spike in fuel prices would quickly tilt us back in a negative direction. We'll get the consumer inflation figure for May tomorrow. The Bank of Japan has just announced that it's holding its benchmark rate at 0.5%, unchanged. America and Britain will make their announcements tomorrow and on Thursday. Returning to oil for a moment, Business Day reports that SARS and sister law enforcement agencies have launched a bid to crush the illicit fuel industry. SARS Commissioner Edward Kieswetter says it siphons off nearly 4 billion rand from the fiscus on an annual basis. Intelligence-led searches and seizure over the past 4 months have zoomed in on 23 operations across Gauteng, Mpumalanga and KZN. A team of SARS officials and members of the SAPS have detained nearly 1 million litres of contaminated diesel fuel. In some instances, the fuel contained as much as 68% paraffin. A number of criminal cases have been opened. And going back to the markets, no trade on the JSE. Closed for the Youth Day holiday yesterday, but London did trade. The FTSE ended up 0.3%. New York saw the Dow end up 0.75%. The S&P 500 up just under 1%. The Nasdaq up 1.5%. Tokyo this morning up 0.5%. Hong Kong and Sydney both just beneath flat. The US dollar has slipped back to 1.16 against the euro. The rand at 17.82 to the dollar, 20.61 to the euro, 24.20 to sterling. Gold at 3,389, platinum 1,250, and Bitcoin just under 107,700.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.